This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has put his weight behind 16 bills for the state's current special session. Three of the measures Patrick's highlighting were filed as a result of the state's historic July 4th flooding. The full details of the proposals are not public yet, but the Texas Newsroom's Blaze Ganey reports that one is focused on relief funding for the Hill Country.
Patrick announced that he's backing nearly everything Governor Greg Abbott wants addressed this special session, including eliminating the STAR test, cutting property taxes, and redistricting. Also on Patrick's priority list, Senate Bills 1, 2, and 3. They're aimed at improving the state's flood preparedness and emergency alert systems, plus providing relief funds for flood victims. But one idea the top Republicans seem disconnected on is THC. Patrick and the Senate are once again pushing a bill that would ban THC products, despite Abbott's veto of a similar bill last month. On Tuesday, a spokesperson for the governor said adults in Texas should only be able to access heavily regulated, non-intoxicating levels of hemp. I'm Blaze Ganey in Austin.
There's another traffic crackdown getting underway today in Houston. Mayor John Whitmire made the announcement on social media.
HPD will lead a collaborative effort of multiple agencies on traffic enforcement. And we're going to be on I-45 and 59, including 249.
Similar traffic enforcement operations have resulted in hundreds of tickets being handed out to motorists. Officers will be out in full force today and tomorrow. Houston City Council will vote today on a contentious spending plan for $314 million in federal disaster recovery funds. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports some are critical of the amount allocated towards housing.
The plan from Mayor John Whitmire's administration allocates $50 million towards housing. That's an increase from the original plan, which allocated $0 towards housing, despite finding that Houston had about $230 million in unmet housing needs in the aftermath of the storms last year. Critics, including some housing advocates and community organizers, argue the increase still is not enough. The bulk of the funds will flow towards backup power generators at city facilities. Whitmire says the prolonged power outages after Hurricane Beryl exposed gaps in the city's infrastructure, especially at sites that are supposed to serve as cooling centers. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Galena Park ISD officials are confirming that a teenage student that goes to school in the district was killed at a pool party over the weekend. ABC 13 reports that the student was shot at an apartment complex during an event that over two dozen teenagers attended without parental supervision. The student went to North Shore Senior High School, which has hosted grief counselors this week. In sports, the Astros beat the Diamondbacks last night 3-1. Houston has won three games in a row now, and they're five games in front of the Seattle Mariners, currently for first place in their division. For more news, make sure to head over to our website. That is HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harris.